Reading Matters, First Quarter, 2025. Washington Talking Book and Braille Library. 2021, 9th Avenue, Seattle, Washington, 98121-2783. 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Phone 206-615-0400. Toll free 800-542-0866. WTBBL@sos.wa.gov. WTBBL.org. That all may read.
From the Director by Danielle Miller. The end of 2024 and the beginning of 2025. Brought a lot of changes to the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library. The retirement of several longtime staff members and the relocation of the All Foundation to Wetabal has resulted in many new faces at the library. As we move into the new year, Wetabal is fully staffed with a great team, ready to provide patrons and community members with the best service possible. There is renewed energy in the building, and we are excited for things to come. Our Braille and audio departments are growing and have brought on additional volunteers to help with the increased production of books in Braille and audio. Within the audio department, we are thrilled to have finally launched our first series in our podcast program. The show is Literary Notes and features new and archived interviews with authors. Episodes are available anywhere you get your podcasts and are released every other Thursday. We had a great turnout for our Living with Vision Loss workshop, which we are now offering quarterly as a hybrid workshop. Our training and assistive technology librarian, Jordan, also held our first introduction to voiceover workshop in person and via Zoom to a wonderful group of attendees, and had support from fantastic volunteers assisting the participants. We hope to continue to offer this workshop in the future. Last year, we held our first silent art auction, Opening Windows to the World, and it was a success. We are in the early planning stages of another silent art auction that will be held in late August. So, artists and craftspeople, get your creative juices flowing. Watch for more information about how to submit your art and other details in our upcoming newsletters, emails, and social media posts. Speaking of art, since the 1950s, Wetabal has been the proud home of a sculpture by well-known Northwest sculptor Dudley Pratt. Pratt was chosen to create a sculpture in memory of Harry Hartman, a prominent Seattle-area bookseller. This would complete the handrail leading into the reading room of the library in a former location on Harvard Avenue East in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood. This tactile sculpture made of rosewood has moved with the library and, until recently, was somewhat hidden and foundering with a broken base in the Wetabal foyer. We wanted to bring it back to its glory and into a space where it could be seen, touched, and appreciated. The base of the sculpture has been redone, and it is now on display in our public area for all to enjoy. Information, including an artist statement, is available in Braille and print for visitors. Look, touch, and explore this unique piece of Seattle history the next time you're at the library.
NLS Collections Connections. With hundreds of thousands of audio and Braille books and magazines available from NLS, for some patrons, it's hard to know where to start when searching. Collections Connections, a free email newsletter from the NLS Collection Development staff, can help. Each month, it highlights fiction and nonfiction titles focused on a timely theme. To sign up, send your name and email address to the Collection Connections team at connections@loc.gov. You can unsubscribe yourself from the list at any time.
Youth Services by Aaron Groff. Happy spring from the Youth Services Department. As the weather warms, we have been hard at work adding new books to the collection, attending awesome outreach events, and planning new programs for you. The 2025 Regional Braille Challenge was held just last month on February 22nd, and it was an exciting day celebrating Braille literacy. 10 youth patrons participated in this annual event that tests Braille skills from reading comprehension to tactile charts and graphs and beyond. Special thanks to our supporters at the Washington Council of the Blind for their generous donation of prizes, to our volunteers whose efforts made the day run smoothly, and to Guide Dogs for the Blind and their amazing puppy raisers for bringing joy and smiles to the faces of all who attended their delightful presentation. The Braille Challenge is a national event run by the Braille Institute of America and is the only one of its kind. Regional winners may qualify as finalists, so help look out for the results of our challenge, which are being scored off-site this year. We might have some winners heading to California in June. Coming up on May 3rd, we have the STEM2U program, a transformative day of discovery for blind youth in grades K through 12, run by the National Federation of the Blind of Washington. This will be the second year Watauble hosts this amazing accessible STEM event, and we are so excited for all the experiments to be carried out and fun to be had. This free event will allow students to dive into the exciting world of the scientific method and participate in hands-on accessible experiments, where they'll use observation, prediction, and testing to tackle real-world problems. STEM2U will be held at Watauble from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. and includes a free lunch. Registration is required, so please head to the Youth Services page at wtbbl.org/youth for the link to sign up. Speaking of information found on the Youth Services page, we want to send out another reminder about the recent policy change from the National Library Service regarding youth patrons. A signed parental acknowledgement form is now required for all library users under the age of 18. This policy change means that any youth patrons who do not have the completed form on file will be automatically suspended from Watauble services, including BARD, and will remain suspended until the completed form is returned. Please check your email inbox, mail, and visit wtbbl.org/eligibility for access to the form and more information. The deadline for this has been extended to April 1st, 2025, so don't delay. Want more youth services news? Be sure to subscribe to DOTS, Watauble's youth patron newsletter, sent directly to your email inbox. More information can be found at wtbbl.org/youth. Audio description by Christine Langer, a Seattle-based audio describer. What is audio description? Audio description, AD, provides the spoken translation of details, such as physical actions, costume designs, and scene settings, timed within the pauses of a program's dialogue. This commentary helps audiences with limited eyesight to understand what's happening in the visual storytelling. Note, because the word audio is so strongly associated with the hearing sensory experience, beware of the potential mix-up with assisted listening devices, those that only augment the volume of a performance, when you request audio description services. Where do we find audio description? Theater and live performances. A variety of Seattle companies provide AD for dance, opera, and theater, plays, and musicals. Contact each venue to inquire about their services and or request AD for your desired date and showtime. For example, the Paramount Theater in Seattle offers audio-described Sunday matinees for touring Broadway musicals. Some upcoming are Life of Pi on April 20th, Six on May 11th, Riverdance on June 1st. Film and television. Many TV programs use AD, which can be activated via the accessibility settings, or by selecting the appropriate audio channel. You can request AD at the cinema, too. Even Seattle's Pacific Science Center IMAX Theater offers AD headsets for most films. Online streaming services. Platforms like Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, and Disney Plus offer audio-described content. You can enable this feature in the Settings menu. Check for the Audio or Language options, or from the Accessibility options like Closed Captioning. How to get started. Adjust the settings. Familiarize yourself with your TV or streaming device menus to enable or disable AD whenever desired. Ask for help if navigating the technology is an obstacle. Explore available content. Begin by playing an episode or movie with AD to introduce yourself to how it sounds. Start inquiring about AD services at your favorite theaters, museums, galleries, and zoos/aquariums. Use helpful resources. The Audio Description Project, adp.acb.org, offers thorough guidance on finding and using AD services. Plus, their parent organization, the American Council of the Blind, provides peer support and mentoring programs among their many resources, like accessible travel information, acb.org/peer-support-mentoring.
New WTBBL Podcast by Nathan Yoretta. After much preparation and recording, WTBBL's very first podcast is finally online. Literary Notes is a new podcast from WTBBL, where library volunteers sit down with authors to chat about the books they have written. The show launched on January 23rd and will release new episodes every other week. So far, we've had conversations with Seattle sportscaster Mike Gastineau, disability activist Siren Nagakiri, journalist Blaine Harden, and more. Nearly every book we talk about is in the WTBBL collection, and at the end of each episode, we announce the book's number for easy access on Bard and our library catalog. The show will also feature interviews from the library's archives. In the past, WTBBL volunteers interviewed authors for Literary News, one of the shows on the Evergreen Radio Reading Service. We'll be combing through those interviews and bringing you the ones that are sure to pique your interest. Our first archival interview is with physicist and science writer Michio Kaku. He stopped by our studios in 2008 to talk about his book, Physics of the Impossible, a scientific exploration into the world of phasers, force fields, teleportation, and time travel. DB067077. It's been a blast to listen to these interviews as we record and edit them, and we're very excited to share them with you. Literary Notes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, Amazon Music, YouTube, and our website, tinyurl.com/WTBBL podcast. If you have a smart speaker, you can tell it to play Literary Notes and it will pull the latest episode up for your listening enjoyment. We'll be putting out an episode every other Thursday, so we hope you'll tune in. If you'd like more info about the podcast, have any feedback, or if there's a local author you'd like us to interview, contact lead media technician Nathan Yoretta at nathan.yoretta, U-R-E-T-A, at sos.wa.gov. New Audiobooks by John Pye. Snow on the ground. Punxsutawney Phil sees his shadow. The dog days of winter are just getting started here in the Northwest. We've uploaded lots of new books to Bard since late fall and hope you find time to beat the cold by snuggling up with a good book. Adult Nonfiction. DBC 19355. Fear No Man, Don James, the 91 Huskies, and the 7-Year Quest for a National Football Championship by Mike Gastineau. In 1984, the University of Washington Huskies won every game but one, ranking second in national polls. For most coaches, such a season would be a career pinnacle. But for Don James, second place motivated him to set aside what he knew about football and rethink the game. James made radical changes to his coaching philosophy, from recruitment to becoming one of the first college teams willing to blitz on any down and in any situation. His new approach initially failed, yet it finally culminated in one of the most explosive teams in college football history. In Fear No Man, Mike Gastineau recounts the riveting story of Don James and the national champion team he built. Undefeated, the 1991 Huskies outscored opponents by an average of 31 points per game while on their way to winning the Rose Bowl and a national championship. The team included 25 future NFL players, and in Gastineau's gripping account, they come alive with all the swagger and joy they brought to the game. A brilliant examination of one of college football's greatest coaches and teams, Fear No Man is the inspirational story of an improbable journey that led to one classic and unforgettable season, 2021. Narrated by Bob Carlson, reviewed by Judy Ogliori. Note: an interview with the author, conducted by WTBBL volunteer Bob Carlson, is included. It is also available via our website at tinyurl.com/WTBBLpodcast. DBC 19207, Ski Jumping in Washington State, A Nordic Tradition, by John W. London. Scandinavian settlers brought ski jumping to Washington State, where it became a popular spectator sport. This book describes the history and people involved with this sport. 2021. Narrated by John Ogliori. Reviewed by Martha Oman. DBC 19139. Julia Butler Hansen, A Trailblazing Washington Politician, by John C. Hughes. Julia Butler Hansen rose from being on the Cathlamet City Council in the 1930s to being one of the most influential members in Congress in the 1960s. Along the way, she served in the Washington State House of Representatives and was a major force for the development of the post-war highway system in the state. Part of the Washington Legacy Series, 2020, narrated by Deborah Godfrey. DBC 19253. I Am a Stranger Here Myself, by Deborah Gwartney. Narcissa Whitman is best known for having been killed along with her missionary husband, Marcus, by Cayuse Indians in 1847. This biography covers her life, death, and its aftermath, as well as being a meditation on the author's life as a Westerner. 2019. Narrated by Nadine Haglin. Reviewed by Judy Ogliori. Adult Fiction. DBC 06818. The Sun Gods, by J. Rubin. In 1939, Tom Morton, a widower with a young son, met Mitsuko, a recent immigrant from Japan, and married her. Their marriage was torn apart by anti-Japanese sentiments in World War II that sent her to an internment camp. 20 years later, his son Bill travels to Japan in search of answers to the mysteries of his childhood. 2015. Narrated by Rick Seip. Reviewed by Linda Nelson and Steven Zahn. Note: an interview with the author, conducted by Rick Seip at WTBBL, is included. It will also be available on our website, tinyurl.com/WTBBLpodcast. DBC 19288. In Her Tracks, Number 8, Tracy Crosswhite, by Robert Dugoni. Returning to Seattle PD's cold case unit, Tracy Crosswhite is quickly immersed in her first case, the abduction of a 5-year-old girl whose parents, embattled in divorce, were once prime suspects. Concurrently, Tracy is brought in on the active case of a young woman who vanished along an isolated jogging trail in North Seattle. Deception lies behind each case, leaving Tracy to rely on her intuition to follow the long, cold, and unsettlingly fresh clues to find two missing persons at the end of dark and dangerous leads. 2021. Narrated by Courtney Maharis. Reviewed by Martha Oman. DBC 06947. The Dismal Science, a novel, by Peter Mountford. Vincent D'Orsi is a middle-aged widower who is not aging gracefully. He was forced into early retirement from his job at the World Bank after washing dirty laundry in public. After an unsettling meeting with someone who might be with the CIA, he tries to make sense of his life and his relationship with his daughter. 2014. Narrated by Larissa Zhou. Reviewed by Kathy Ritterbush. Young Adult and Juvenile. DBC 07014. Level Grind. Books 1 through 4. Number 1, The 20-Sided Sorceress. By Annie Belay. Includes 4 novellas: Justice Calling, Murder of Crows, Pack of Lies, and Hunting Season. This volume collects the first half of the 20-Sided Sorceress series. Jade Crow is a self-proclaimed nerd who owns her own comic book and game store in the Pacific Northwest. But she's also a powerful sorceress on the run from her sorcerer ex-boyfriend, who might want to eat her heart and steal her powers. For senior high school readers and older. 2016. Narrated by Melissa Tyler. Reviewed by Emma McDonnell. DBC 19091. Elvis, Me, and the Lemonade Stand Summer, by Leslie Gentile. It's the summer of 1978, and most people think Elvis Presley has been dead for a year. But 11-year-old Truly knows Elvis is alive and well and living in her trailer park. Trudy is determined to raise money for herself through her lemonade stand and to prove that her cool new neighbor is the king of rock and roll. And when she can't find motherly support in her own home, she finds sanctuary with Andy L., the Salish woman who runs the trailer park and is a connection to Truly's own indigenous roots. For grades 4 through 7, 2021. Narrated by Pamela Frick Schwartz. Reviewed by Michael Memo. DBC 15829. Isle of Misfits, First Class. Number 1, Isle of Misfits. By Jamie May. Gibbon is a gargoyle who has been unable to sit still for hundreds of years. One day, he leaves his post from the castle he was meant to be guarding, and a person sees Gibbon, who panics and runs away. As Gibbon is sadly walking back, he meets 3 gargoyles who bring him to an island filled with other legendary treasures. There, he goes to a special academy that will train him to go on missions to protect all sorts of mythical creatures who are in trouble. For grades K through 3, 2019. Narrated by Martha Baskin.
New Braille Books by Tracy Timmons. Check out these Pacific Northwest-inspired kids' books and more from the Wetabal Braille Department. Children's Fiction. BER 00189. Weedle on the Needle by Stephen Cosgrove. Deep in the woods of the Pacific Northwest lives a red-nosed creature named the Weedle. Weedle has to flee the forests, and then the mountains, to try to find peace and quiet. Finally, he gets to the very tip-top of Seattle's Space Needle and finds contentment. BER 00188. Weedle and the Noodle by Stephen Cosgrove. Weedle, a creature with a red blinking nose, lives atop Seattle's Space Needle. The usually grumpy creature meets a lost kitten, Noodle, who is looking for a home. Weedle learns to share his life and his needle with the abandoned pet in a story about friendship. Both books are print/braille. An embossed, uncontracted braille version is spiral-bound and packaged with the print version of each book. For preschool to grade 2, 2009. Transcriber, Joan Moritz. BRP 01414. 1911. Three Bears of the Pacific Northwest by Richard Vaughn and Marcy Vaughn. When a teddy bear falls out of the RV he was traveling in with his boy, Black Bear, Brown Bear, and other creatures in the Pacific Northwest mountains and forests help him find his way back home. Print/Braille. For grades K through 3. 2011. Transcriber, Mary Forster. BRP 016177. The Frightful Ride of Michael McMichael by Bonnie Becker. When the 13 bus pulls up one dreary, stormy evening, something about it doesn't seem quite right. The driver grins down with a mouthful of long, white teeth, and there's barely any room to sit, but Michael McMichael is bringing his grand something very dear, so he gets on board despite his misgivings. But as they travel on and the rest of the passengers get off, Michael realizes there's nothing normal about this bus. And the driver is getting creepier by the minute. Print/Braille. For K through 3. 2018. Transcriber, Evangeline Mandeville. Proofreader, Pamela Runs. Children's Nonfiction. BER 00190. Think Smart, Be Fearless. A Biography of Bill Gates by Sharon Mentica. Think Smart, Be Fearless tells the inspiring story of Bill Gates, one of America's most fascinating entrepreneurs. Starting from his early years as a precocious, inquisitive child who faced challenges fitting in with his classmates. Young Bill, known as Trey in his family, was a bit of a troublemaker, bored at school and prone to acting out. That all changed in high school with his discovery of the early world of computers. Print/Braille. For grades K through 3. 2019. Transcriber, Pamela Renz. Proofreaders, Lene Noggle and Martha Oman. BER 00191. A Ticket to the Pennant. A Tale of Baseball in Seattle by John Skews. Travel back in time to 1955, when the Seattle Rainiers faced the Los Angeles Angels for the Pacific Coast League pennant. Follow Huey, a young baseball fan, as he retraces his footsteps through South Seattle, trying to find his missing ticket to the big game. Note: the embossed contracted Braille version is spiral bound and packaged with the print version of the book. Print/Braille. For grades K through 3. 2016. Transcriber, Pamela Renz. Proofreaders, Lene Noggle and Martha Oman.
New Staff at WTBBL by David Blakesley. Hey, my name is David Blakesley, and I am the new circulation and audiobook production technician at WTBBL. My responsibilities include circulating all the physical Braille and large print books, along with the talking book machines and all other equipment. Additionally, I fill all the book orders every morning and make sure the cartridges get sent in the outgoing mail every afternoon. I also work with the audiobook production department, where I edit audio recordings and prepare them to be reviewed by our volunteers. I was raised in Everett, but after high school, I left Washington and attended Antioch College in Yellow Springs, Ohio, where I studied media production. At the behest of a few of my professors, I went on to complete a master's degree in creative writing at the University of Edinburgh in Scotland. When I returned to Washington, I bounced around a few different jobs, from a server at an Irish pub to a member of a trail-cutting crew with the Washington Conservation Corps to a clerk at the Gig Harbor Library. Most recently, I spent 2 years as the crew lead at Wild Hare Organic Farm in Puyallup. I am very glad to return to library work and to make myself useful by helping to provide necessary services to fellow Washingtonians. Outside of work, I can usually be found at home in Tacoma, haunting coffee shops, wandering around the Arboretum in Wright Park, riding my bike around Point Defiance, writing short stories and drafts of novels that will probably never see the light of day, working on house renovation projects with my partner, and, when I find time, volunteering at the Grand Cinema.
New Staff at Wetabal by April Lewix. Hello, my name is April Lewix, and I am the new Circulation and Systems Librarian for the team at Wetabal. My role is to ensure that our patrons have continued and consistent access to audiobooks, braille, magazines, e-readers, CCTVs, and a plethora of other materials and equipment. I was born and raised in Calgary, Canada, and I've had the privilege of serving as a research librarian in niche markets such as oil and gas, architecture, fashion design, and financial consulting. I'm an explorer. I completed my Bachelor of Arts degree and my Master of Library Science degree at Western University in London, Canada. But I also studied at Texas A&M University and the University of Cambridge. They were all unique experiences, but my heart belongs to the mountains and rivers. That's why I chose to move west. I am a new mother and a dog mom. Our family loves to ski, camp, hike, and fish. I feel very grateful that I was able to land a role that empowers, entertains, and serves the public. It's a privilege that I get to go to work every day knowing that I might get the chance to make a difference.
Stay tuned for Summer Book Bingo. Summer is just around the corner, and that means WTBBL's Summer Book Bingo is coming up soon. Keep an eye out for more details, including dates, how to get your bingo card, and how to win exciting prizes.
New Staff at Wetabal by Nora Swindle. Hi, I'm Nora, and I'm excited to be joining Wetabal's audiobook production department. Although I was born in San Diego, I only lived there for 6 months before my family moved to Norway. Over the years, I've called 11 different places home. San Diego, California, Trondheim, Norway, Bellingham, Washington, Vancouver, Canada, Provo, Utah, Cape Girardeau, Missouri, Nashville, Tennessee, Cambridge, England, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Sendai, Japan, and most recently, Seattle, Washington. While I consider myself from Tennessee, I've been happily settled in the Pacific Northwest since 2019, and I'm confident it is where I'll be for the long haul. I'm passionate about storytelling, and I've found that sound, whether through music, dialogue, or audio, is my favorite medium for it. I am a naturally curious person and can easily be delighted with a fun fact. My love for learning comes from my dad as a college professor, and I also inherited his dry, deadpan humor, though my partner is slowly turning me into a pun enthusiast. I'm the youngest of three siblings, and we are all bafflingly different individuals. I earned my master's degree in composition and film scoring from the Seattle Film Institute, graduating in July 2020, right in the thick of the pandemic. For my capstone, I conducted a 60-piece orchestra performing my original film score. Before joining Wetabal, I worked on a variety of contract projects, including scoring short films, recording and English dubbing for TV, and voiceover/TTS, or text-to-speech editing. I also have nonprofit experience through Opportunity Council, Whatcom County's Community Action Agency. When I'm not diving into audio editing, you can find me knitting, crocheting, or cross-stitching with a classic movie playing in the background. I also love playing video games, spending time outdoors, and catching live music. My favorite recent read is Project Hail Mary by Andy Weir, BR024103 and DB103718. I'm thrilled to be a part of Wetabal and look forward to contributing to its mission. New Staff at Wetabal by Hazel Withers. Hello, my name is Hazel Withers, and I am the new administrative assistant at Wetabal. You can usually find me bouncing around the office with an armful of papers or covering for Claire at the reception desk. I am beyond grateful for the opportunity to work at an amazing library with a supportive staff. I moved to Seattle in May 2024 from New York and have been loving living in the Pacific Northwest. Previously, I worked as an archivist, an administrative assistant at a nonprofit foundation that housed a photographic archive and funded photographic educational endeavors. Most days after working there, I would go straight to some of New York's most iconic music venues, where I worked as a front-of-house supervisor. I have seen some amazing musical performances and have a handful of wild tales from working there. While juggling two jobs, I also attended New York University and graduated with honors. After a temporary pause in my academic career due to the pandemic, I received a Bachelor of Arts in Cinema History and Photography with a minor in Child Psychology. When I am not at Wetabble, I enjoy snuggling with my gray kitten named Rainy, crocheting and watching movies. Sometimes I do all those things at the same time. I also like to play video games on my partner's Xbox and listen to music. I occasionally work at the Showbox on the weekends and get to see bands play live. Much like everyone at Wetabble, I love a good audiobook. Although my favorite genres of books are true crime or celebrity memoir, my favorite book that I read in 2024 was The Bell Jar by Sylvia Plath, BR-016452 and DB-021558. It was my first time ever reading it, and I actually listened to Maggie Gyllenhaal's beautiful narration of it twice. Aside from being an important part of feminist literature, I enjoyed the vivid descriptions of the character's settings and how she speaks about her feelings. Sally Jo Hagan Retires by Tracy Timmons. Sally Jo Hagan, known as Sal to her coworkers and friends, retired in December after nearly 26 years of service to the print-disabled community. In her time at Wetabble, she oversaw the circulation of millions of books in record, cassette, audiobook, braille, and large print formats. As Wetabble's shipping supervisor, she was the person responsible for getting patrons their books, machines, and other equipment. She played a major role in seeing the library through many transitions, books on cassette transitioning to books on digital cartridge, duplication on demand services, the circulation of CCTVs, the distribution of Braille e-readers and iBill currency readers, and the distribution of digital magazines. She diligently worked with the U.S. Postal Service to make sure Wetabble patrons received their books, machines, and other equipment on time. She worked with equipment repair facilities and NLS to ensure non-working equipment was replaced and quickly made available to patrons. Wetabble director Danielle Miller worked with Sal for 17 years and described her this way. For 26 years, Sally Jo poured her heart into making sure Wetabble patrons got their books and reading equipment. She cared deeply about the library and services, and was always the first to say yes to any new initiative, service, or just helping out wherever needed. Sally Jo was a champion for Wetabble, and truly believed in working as a team to fulfill our mission that all may read. Sal's care for our patrons was unsurpassed. She was a well-loved coworker with a creative side and a great sense of humor. She was someone who always offered to step in and help. She truly exemplified Wetabble's values. Thank you, Sal, for your many years of service. Volunteer Spotlight by Tracy Timmons. This month's Volunteer Spotlight is focused on Greg Porter, a former Wetabble employee who has become a longtime volunteer. Greg began working at Wetabble in 2008 as a broadcaster with the Evergreen Radio Reading Service, ERRS. After leaving Wetabble in 2011, he returned to the library 3 years later to become a volunteer in the audio department. He's been an audiobook narrator and reviewer now for 11 years. When asked why he returned, he said, "I had a continuing friendship with John. Hi, Wetabble's audiobook production supervisor. And we often met for lunch. John mentioned they needed volunteers. I came back because it's a place where everyone cares about the mission. People help one another. It's just a joy to be here." Greg has narrated and reviewed 40-plus books for Wetabble and helped out with audio for local newsletters like this one, training manuals, and special projects. Those familiar with his book narration might recognize his voice in the audio version of the Washington State Voters Pamphlet, too. Being a volunteer narrator and reviewer draws on Greg's love of reading and his skills honed from an impressive background in radio broadcasting. Greg grew up in Iowa and moved to Seattle in his 20s to take a job at Seattle radio station KUOW. From there, he worked at King FM and Muzak. Highlights of his radio career include being a panelist and host of two nationally syndicated radio quiz shows, Sandy Bradley's Potluck and Says You, being an actor and director for American Radio Theater, and engineering public radio interviews with Jimmy Carter and Dave Brubeck. He's an avid reader who read more than 100 books in 2024. He mostly reads nonfiction, but said the book he enjoyed most recently was the graphic novel version of Watership Down by James Sturm. Richard Adams's original version is on Bard as BR010851 and DB035730. Greg also plays Hawaiian music for a local hula troupe. He started out as a dancer, but then he realized he liked the music part better and switched to playing ukulele and bass. He's produced jazz, gospel, and Hawaiian music albums. He also considers himself an unofficial recruiter for the library, encouraging people to become patrons or volunteer. He calls volunteering at the library a true highlight. Thank you, Greg. Volunteers like you make a difference. Become a Monthly Donor by Jennifer Kilborn. Watauga Monthly Donors help staff and volunteers more easily and confidently deliver youth services programming and collections, statewide outreach efforts and library events, purchase state-of-the-art equipment and assistive technology, maintain professionally equipped, industry-standard audio recording studios, purchase books for production in audio and braille formats for the library collection, and provide needed equipment and supplies for the production of braille materials so that all may read. Watauga Monthly Donors are better able to budget their philanthropic giving over the year. Monthly donors frequently tell us that their monthly gift makes them feel more connected to Watauga, and they find they can make an even bigger positive impact on Watauga's programs and services over the course of the year. We agree. Want to become a Watauga Monthly Donor? 1. Visit wtbbl.org. 2. Select Donate button. 3. Check the box next to Automatically repeat this gift every month. 4. Select your gift amount. When you check the Automatically repeat this gift box, this is the amount that will be automatically withdrawn each month on the credit or debit card you provide. Want to talk to a human instead? Call Jennifer Kilborn, All Foundation Administrator, at 206-712-6562, and she will happily answer your questions and walk you through the monthly donation setup with you.
Thank you to our donors. Thank you to all our donors, patrons, and champions who supported WTBBL from October 1st to December 31st, 2024. Every donation is appreciated, big or small, as each gift helps us better serve you. You can give by sending a check to WTBBL or giving online by credit card at WTBBL.org. Thank you for helping us make your library the best it can be. Alan Arsand, Cindy Abston, Eileen Ackerman, Rosemary and Randy Adamski, Flora A. Amon, Bobette Anderson, Jennifer Anderson, Lori and Lyle Anderson, Mary Jane Angus, Donna Armijo, Susan Armstrong, David and Lydia Arnold, Stephen Babb, John Baker, Julie Baker, Peter W. Baker, Kay and Sally Jo Bakken, Cheryl Balcom, Shirley Bateman, Esther Bond, Michelle A. Bell, Ph.D., Pat and Stanley Burnt, Margaret Berto, Leanne Bertrand, Viola Beslow, Laura Bethards, Christine and Dale Biddle, Nelson Black, Floyd Singleton and Sherry Blakely, John and Elvisa Blanco, Randy and Bridget Bowlerjack, Evan Bolton, Claire K. Boos, Marilyn Botts, Betty Boyd, Lois Boyer, Lois Braden, Joyce Brandt, Barbara J. Breslin, Richard Brott, Lori Brown, Sarah Brown, David Buckholtz, Ben A. Buddy, John and Catherine Bunger, Claire Burnett, Mr. and Mrs. Ronald Bush, Ursula Buteau, Terry L. Butler, Janet and Timothy Call, Jerry and Gloria Carbert, M. V. Carey, Heather Carmichael Olson, Marcia Carner, Anne Carr, Wanda Cashin, James and Charlotte Calkins, Isabella Chapman, Joseph and Georgia Chiarea, Mildred J. Chong, Egan Christensen, Phyllis A. Christie, Lawrence E. Chviliak, June I. Clark, Larry Clark, Michael and Lillian Clark, Jack and Nancy Clausen, Sharon A. Kocheba, Linda R. Cody, Christine and Guy Coe, Joyce Kolea, Janice P. Cooper, Carol and Carl Corbin, Sharon Cordova, Colleen L. Costigan, Edward Coffran, Maxine Cox, Mary and John Cresto, Margaret Crossland, Irma Cross, Virginia and Arthur Crow, Diana I. Culver, Sharon Cushman, Judith and Frank Cuda, Don Dalling, Gloria Dalkey, Shirley Daling, Cinderella Helga Dendrea, Robert Daniel, Cheryl A. Darrington, Steve Dassel, M.D., Gerald R. Day, Mrs. and Mr. Harriet Denson, Mark Diamond, Janice Dobson, Donovan B. Dolan, Myra Dorsey, Patricia and Jack Dunlap, Judy and Charles Egan, Stella L. Eckley, Vicky J. Edison, Betty Edwards, Nancy and David Edwards, David Egan, David Elliott, Will D. Elliott, Judy Erickson, Gary and Isabel Ernest, Gerald Irvine, Robert and Julia Fairchild, Mary Faulkner, Karen and Rod Fenstermaker, Howard C. Ferguson, Floyd Fick, Alberta Finley, David Fleisch, Jean B. Frank, Donna Franklin, Mr. and Mrs. George M. Fraser, Emil Fredrickson, Ellen Freeman, Frederick Freeman, Rebecca Fretwell, Margaret E. Frey, Dan E. Friend, Gordon Fry, Anne M. Fuller, Carol Fulton, Michael Galpin, Mr. and Mrs. Robert B. Garrick, Adair Gates, Julia and Kevin Gerhard, Sharon and Marvin Geese, Carol Gillespie, John L. Gilmore, Susan and Bjorn Gilmesley, Patrick Graham, Clement Gray and Mrs. Diane F. Gray, Marie Grinstead, Debbie and Leo Hager, Aaron Halabi, Kathleen Hamilton, Russell C. Hamilton, William Hassan and Allison Ebbett, Mary J. Hashisaki, Jack B. Hatlin, Richard E. Haviland, Sylvia Hayden, Ronald Heath, Kyle Helgeland, Jacqueline Henderson, Tara Hendrickson, Tanya Henrick, Elizabeth Henry, John S. Henry, Greta Hewlett, Louise Heiliman, Lolita and Jerry Lee Hines, Ronald and Judy Hoffman, Frank and Katie Holland, Kenan Hollingsworth, Rachel Holm, John C. Horsfall, Susan Hoke, Jerry Hunnicutt, Lucille B. Intelkofer, Cheryl Ishida, Deborah Izumizaki, John Jacobs, Patricia Jacoy, Michael Jarish, Kathleen and Carl Jarvis, Camille and David Jasny, Anne B. Jewell, Deborah Johnson, Helen and Bud Johnson, Dewey B. Johnson, Sue M. Johnson, Velma Johnson, Richard and Colette Johnston, Joffrey and Catherine Jones, Sarah Jones, Valdine L. Jones, Carol Jewelrat, Carol Junkin, Helen and Thomas Juris, Dysa Kafuri, Shirley C. Katrobos, Patricia Kotz, Janice Keith, Keith Kennedy, Juana Lee Killian, Nancy King, Alice Klein, Louis Kobetich, Marvin Koch, Paul Christensen, Valerie Lamb, Lance Lambert, Mary M. Lamont, David Lange, Mary Larson and Colleen Brady, Mildred Lawrence, Amy Lawson, Doris Lemley, Billy Leiser, Nancy Lyles, Sandy and Paul Lillengreen, Michael Little, James Liverman, Jeff Livingston, Edward and Karen Locker, Nancy Lofgren, Rebecca Long, Kathleen Leiden, Cindy Maas, Alice McDonald, Ida Mae Madsen, Jennifer Magnani, Celeste Mayer, Mr. and Mrs. John Mantle, Dorothy Marks, Catherine A. Marshall, Linda and Gary Marshall, Crystal D. Martin, Steve and Kathy Martin, Lavenna Martindale, Richard and Shirley Martinez, Monty W. Martinson, Pauline Mason, Glenn and Christine Masters, Mary M. Matson, Deanna S. Matson-Walker, Larry Mayo, Julia D. McCallum, Edward A. McConnell, George McCracken, Dixie D. McDaniel, Craig McDonald, Elva McDougall, Patricia J. McDougall, Kenneth McDowell, Mary L. McGinty, James and Judith McHarness, Marie P. McIntosh, Mary T. McKee, Gary and Jinnithy McLaren, Mary McMonagall, Don Mahaffey, Marlene Y. Meredith, Mary Lou Millam, Patricia Miles, Maxine L. Miller, William Mitchell, Leslie and Lorna Molinar, John B. Mullen, Myron Molnow, Kathleen A. Monette, Mr. and Mrs. Howard Mumau, Anne Murphy, Christine A. Murphy, Gayathri Muthuswamy, Keiko Namikata, Betty Nelson, Verna Nelson, Sally and A.J. Nichols, Doris Niemeyer, Ken Nornholm, Vern and Janet Norton, Mrs. and Mr. Newbile, Glenn and Sharon Oliver, Phyllis and John Olson, Martha S. Oman, Judy Owen, Ruth E. Packwood, Ruth and Albert Page, James M. Parker, Terrell D. Parker, Wesley and Diane Patterson, Richard Peake, Vicky Perry, Richard E. Pettit, Mr. and Mrs. Martin Phillips, Gloria Pinard, Gerald Pipitone, Donald Pittman, Karen and Grant Plummer, Patricia Pollock, Ann Pound, Sheila and Kenneth Price, Virginia Price, Norma Lee Preel, Carolyn and Jeffrey Prail, Patricia and Ronald Purden, Joy Quist, LaDene Rantala, Gerald A. Rapp, M.D., Cherie L. Ravagni, Roger Ray, Murtis Reed, and Leanne Inman, Robert A. Reese, Joyce Remfer, Marilee Richards, Robert and Rayanne Richardson, Kathleen G. Reesterer, E. Beth Riley, Debbie Robinson, Donna Rogers, Mary Rogers, Nancy Rogers, Richard Rosen, Eugene and Bonnie Roth, Bruce Roundy, Regina Rouse, Joanne Ruffini, Carla Rutschman, Diane and Francis Ryan, Margaret and Theodore Sabine, Stephen F. Sain, Naomi E. Saul, Shirley M. Schmidt, Charles F. Scholl, Jr., Bridget Schroeder, Raymond Schutt, Stephen Toth and family, Miriam Schwartz, Lynn Schwendemann, Catherine B. Scott, Donna D. Scott, Patricia A. Scott, Sarah Seidel, Mr. and Mrs. Clifford Self, Marilyn Sheldon, Ormond Sherwood, Helen Lee Shipp, Nina Sidorova, Rose B. Silber, Goldie Silverman, Maria Sirotnikova, Kathy H. Skipper, Shirley Slade, Colleen and Kimberly Smart, Franklin and Lindell Smith, Betty J. Smith, Thelma J. Smith, Jack and Peggy Snell, Nancy and Alan Soderblom, Hiroko Spies, Angela F. Spiegel, Janera St. Clair, Barbara Stanford, Beverly and Anthony Starkovich, Robert H. Stelmach, Joanne and Robert Stevenson, Alice Stickles, Anna M. Stokosa, Trudy Stotts, Norman E. Streitker, Kathleen Sullivan, Nancy Suter, Marilyn Sutkus, Mary Doreen and Leonard Tarr, Jacqueline O. Tauble, Mary J. Taylor, David Tennyson, Norman and Cheryl Tesh, Donald Thomas, Sharon A. Thomas, Mr. and Mrs. Richard Thorkildsen, Mary Carol Thorpe, Tracy Timmons, Larry Tomovic, Christine L. Toribara, Nancy L. Trotten, Paula Trent and Curtis Lint, Ellen R. Tsonoff, Marilyn A. Turley, Barry and Charlene Turnbull, Susie Valenzuela, Roberta and Frank Vitos, Doris Vinedge, Dorothy J. Wagner, K. B. K. Y., Karen E. Wallen, Kathleen Wan, Karen Ward, Geraldine and Frederick Weber, Mary K. Webley, Ratha and Russell Weeks, Barry E. and Don H. Westover, David T. Wilder, Jackie Williams, Shirley R. Williams, V. Lyle and Pauline Williams, Joyce Williamson, Reuben Willing, Leanna Williams, Thomas Wilson, Patricia Huerta, Robert Withycomb, Thomas Wojciechowski, Patricia and Robert Wojcik, Glenn Wood and Angela Chambers, Phillips Wood, Myrtle Wood, Phyllis J. Woodman, John and Deanna Woods, Carol Worthen, Mr. and Mrs. James Wright, Janet E. Wright, Max Wu, Joanne Utani, Barbara Zapata, Elizabeth Zubiate, Eileen Schwartz. In memory of Anna May Buddy, Marjorie Critchlow, Ernest Lauber, John W. McCallum, Alice McCulley, Floyd Singleton, Anne Toth. In honor of Danny Covella, Sally Jo Hagen, Susan and Ron Hankinson, Madge Leslie, Mary Lee Perry, Jane Worthen. Questions about donating? Please contact Jennifer.Kilborn, JennifeR, KILBOURN at sos.wa.gov. This has been Reading Matters, the newsletter for the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library. Your readers have been Nora Swindle and Nathan Uretta.